What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Lacey Filkins, Director of Experience Mount Vernon. And it's that time of the year again, and things always kick off in Mount Vernon with their annual holiday parade. Lacey, give us the scoop on this year's parade.
Yeah, we are so excited. We will have our annual holiday parade this year on Sunday, December 1st. So it's always that Sunday after Thanksgiving. And this year we are really excited that we're kind of making it a whole afternoon, evening full of festivities just to really kick off winter in downtown. This year's theme is a vintage holiday celebration. So we're really excited to see what folks come up with for their floats with regards to that theme. But the parade will be at 3:45 on Sunday. And we have 60 floats this year, which is the most we have ever had. And we're really excited about that. A little nervous, but also really excited.
Now, where is the best place for people to see the parade?
Yeah, so the best place for folks to sit will be along Main Street, really. The parade will start up at Sugar Street, so just north of Chestnut there, and it will go south on Main Street. So the best places for folks to sit will be on the sidewalks on North Main, around the west side of Public Square in downtown, and then along South Main Street, again on those sidewalks, just to stay out of the way of all the different floats. The parade will go all the way down to Howard Street. So really a very long route, plenty of places to view the parade, get your seats. We will have the streets closed beginning around 2 p.m., maybe a little after, so folks can come down and start getting their seats. Lots of the downtown merchants are going to stay open on Sunday and be open a little bit later, so you can come down and warm up inside any of the little shops, get some coffee, get some chili at the alcove, enjoy the Sundays on the Square holiday market, which will be in the lower level of the Grand Hotel beginning at 11 a.m. So lots of stuff to do to stay warm while you're waiting for the parade to start. And then we will have some festive activities on Public Square immediately following the parade as well.
Now, will there be any special guests attending the parade?
Yes, we actually have a couple special guests this year, namely Santa himself. He will be on the Barada wood-fired float way at the end of the parade. So don't leave early. Stick around. You'll get to see Santa and wave to the folks from Barada. They're sponsoring our parade this year. We will also have appearances by, from what I've heard, the Grinch is going to be around downtown, not in the parade, but just around during the event. So try to find the Grinch, see if you can get a picture with him. The Pink Panther will be attending the parade. And then we will also have Cooper, the CES Credit Union mascot. He will be marching in the parade as well. So lots of fun special guests throughout the day at the parade. Santa will be sticking around throughout the evening as well. He's going to help us with the lighting of Public Square around 5 p.m. Or whenever it gets dark enough to do that. And then he will be in the Mount Vernon Grand Hotel lower lobby from 5:30 to 7 doing pictures. And there's no charge for that. You just need to line up and get your picture with Santa.
Mount Vernon's biggest parade ever. What an exciting time. It's good to know that people are still into parades. Is there anything that you're looking forward to this weekend, Lacey?
I'm just looking forward to having everybody come out, come downtown, enjoy all the beautiful decorations, the festivities. It's going to be cold, so we're encouraging folks to dress warm, be prepared to be outside for a little bit, but it's supposed to be dry and sunny, so just cold, but we can handle some cold, no big deal there. And again, stick around after the parade. Don't head out. We're going to have make and take ornaments on the square. We'll have a winter themed photo booth. We will have carolers. There will be three food trucks out around Public Square as well with different food and drink items for folks. Again, that Sunday's on the square in the lower level of the Grand until 6, and pictures with Santa, and Santa will be around to help with the lighting of Public Square as well. So lots of things to do all afternoon and evening long in downtown Mount Vernon on Sunday, December 1st.
And that is just this weekend. Is there anything else that you guys are looking forward to as far as winter festivities are concerned?
Yeah, so obviously before Sunday, we have Shop Small Saturday on Saturday, where we just encourage folks to think about their Christmas and holiday shopping and staying local instead of going to the big box stores or heading, you know, online to get things, to think about their small businesses in their town or particularly in downtown Mount Vernon, and shop small to kick off the holiday shopping season. But after that, on December 14th, Santa's coming back to downtown, and he will be back for pictures on December 14th. That's a Saturday, 4:30 to 6, again, in the lower level of the Grand Hotel. And then we will be kicking off our 5th annual Festival of Lights holiday lighting competition on the 14th as well. And folks can drive around and look at all of the lights for the participants who are entering. They'll be able to vote for their favorite, and we will announce those winners the following Tuesday, the 17th, on our Facebook as well. So that's still open. So if you live in the city limits of Mount Vernon and you want to get your house signed up or your business signed up to be part of the Festival of Lights, you can do that on our website, experiencemv.org. And you can get those in by December 9th, and then we will publicize a map so everyone can start driving around and seeing the lights beforehand. But the voting won't open until December 14th.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.